Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down, my blood sugar is down, my weight's down, my health is up, my sleeping patterns are better, my metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. Hello, America, and happy Tuesday, the Tuesday after Easter Sunday. Yes, the White House still reeling from the decision to issue a presidential proclamation by Joe Biden declaring Easter Sunday to be a day of visibility for transgender Americans. Many people of faith finding it an extraordinary insult. Many of the president's political critics seizing on it full force. And today, the White House giving an odd reaction, which is, oh, we didn't do that. That wasn't our fault. Someone else made us do that. It's misinformation. Well, it's not misinformation. If you go to the White House website, you'll see he did issue that proclamation. He did take an affirmative action. Those are the sort of things that over time increasingly are frustrating the American public and the voters who used to be in the Democratic Party that are now moving out and looking for other alternatives. I've said this before, and I think it's the right term. The Democrats, they've gotten themselves into this elitist circle where they're just reinforcing their own views. They're just passing around their Kool-Aid. They're injecting themselves with political morphine so that they can't feel the pain that their policies are injecting on or invoking on the American public. They don't feel the pain of inflation. When they see an illegal alien kill Lake and Riley or the woman in Michigan last week, they apologize for calling the illegal alien illegal. They don't feel the pain of the family. When they stick the thumb in the eye of American Christians by declaring Easter Transgender Day, they don't feel it. They just try to blame someone else for it, even though it was their proclamation that ultimately led to this development, this dynamic that's going on. And I think that political morphine has become a major, major part of the Democrats' inability to see how their policies are playing. And as a result, as Jim Carville over the weekend said so panickedly, Democrats are losing big parts of their constituency. They're losing the Michigan auto worker who realizes, even though Joe Biden doesn't feel the pain, that the EV movement, which by the way, America isn't ready for, shifts the power of the auto industry from America, from Detroit, to Beijing and China. They don't feel the pain of the open border. That's why they keep saying the border is closed when it's not. They don't feel the pain of inflation. They don't feel the pain of Christian indignation. They don't feel the pain of all the families who've lost loved ones in this surge of violence. 3 dozen shootings in Chicago again this past Easter weekend. They don't feel the pain. Rather, what do they respond with? Well, let's put more violent criminals on the street with no bail. Let's spend more government money and drive up inflation. Let's do everything we can to allow more illegal aliens into the country. Let's apologize for calling illegal aliens illegal. Let's create a gender X on the citizenship and naturalization request form rather than close the border. That's right. This happened today. The government created a new gender identity category, not male, not female, but X on immigration and naturalization forms. That'd be great, but that doesn't solve the border crisis. They don't feel the pain of that either. They don't feel the pain of insulting Christians on their most holy day, the day when Christians celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They would rather celebrate the resurrection of the transgender movement. And I think it's that dynamism is why I say Democrats are addicted to political morphine. They can't feel the pain they have inflicted on the American people. Well, today we've got two people who do know what the pain is, who are connected to the everyday voters in America. The first is the former commissioner of the Customs Border Protection Agency, Mark Morgan. We're going to talk about the border, about the new gender X category on the forms, the arrests of all of those illegal aliens who stormed the border in El Paso. There's actually a lot of arrests and charges, some feuding going on with the judges and the prosecutors, but some real sign that there's going to be accountability, at least for that horrible incident. And then we'll turn to Jenny Beth Martin, the founder of Tea Party Patriots. She is on the forefront of getting conservatives to find their low propensity voters, those people who are conservative but don't vote, and get them registered and voting early, like Democrats have done for the last three elections. As you know, I've talked about that ad nauseum. A very important dynamic if Republicans and conservatives want to be competitive in the next election. They've got to match and stop surrendering to the Democrat early voting machine, and Jenny Beth among those who are taking the lead on that. There's an election tonight in Wisconsin. Keep an eye on that. There's a vote option for Democrats who don't want to vote for Joe Biden because they don't think he's liberal enough. They created a category for that. We'll be watching that to see how big that vote is. In addition, there's a lot of activity by former President Trump. He's in Michigan right now, where he said that he's going to do whatever it takes to stop the bloodbath that Democrats and Joe Biden have unleashed at the border. As you know, bloodbath is a term that the liberal media, elitist media, have been trying to demonize, but Donald Trump's doubling down on it because he knows it describes how a lot of Americans feel about Joe Biden's policies. And he's doubling down on that. Later tonight, he'll be in Wisconsin, in Green Bay, Wisconsin, home to the Green Bay Packers, one of the most storied football franchises in America. And of course, he'll be talking again about the economy, about the border, about the loss of auto jobs, and all of those pains that everyday Americans feel that the elitists in the media and the big tech and in politics and the government don't feel because they've been taking that political morphine. Oh, here's one that's going to hurt or trigger at least some on the left. Several House Republicans introduced legislation today to rename Washington's largest airport, Washington Dulles Airport, after Donald Trump. Oh my gosh, watch out. There'll be some triggered liberals on that one. An interesting dynamic there. That's getting a lot of attention on our website today. So take a look at that. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back in a second, Mark Morgan, the former commissioner of the Border Customs and Border Protection Agency, he'll join us for an update on the border. He's got some harsh words from Mike Johnson. Listen up on that one. That's kind of an interesting dynamic. He was advising Mike Johnson, but feels abandoned now, I think, that Mike Johnson hasn't delivered what he said he would deliver on the border. That's a pretty important development there as well. Before we go to quick commercial break, just a quick reminder. Home Title Lock, the idea that you're become a victim of home theft, of someone getting the title to your home digitally, forging your signature, taking ownership of your home on paper, then taking out a big loan that puts you deep in debt, erasing your equity on your home. Well, that is a very real crime. As you've heard from some of the great FBI agents I brought on the show and by some of the former criminals who've conducted this crime, don't take your most precious and most exorbitant equity that you have, the most valuable thing most people have in their lives, their home, don't put it out and allow scammers to transfer your title and take your equity and ruin that incredible investment, wiping out years and decades of hard work and equity building. What can you do about it? Well, you know what you can do. We have been talking about this for quite some time. Protect yourself with the triple lock protection from my friends at HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com has the best protection for the thieves, those who want to steal the equity and the name of your and title of your home. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. So what you do is you sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JUSTNEWS. And they'll send you a complete title scan of your home's title. In your first 30 days of Triple Lock, home title protection is going to be free. So just signing up using the promo code Justin, 30 days free, and you're going to get a first scan to see if any thieves are already taking the steps to steal that equity, to steal your home from under your nose. Go to HometitleLock.com and use the promo code JustNews. One more time, HometitleLock.com. Use the promo code JustNews. Don't let these criminals ruin your greatest investment of your life. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Mark Morgan, former commissioner of the Customs and Border Protection Agency, right after these messages.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right, folks, welcome back for the commercial break. Former President Trump in Michigan today talking about the border. And there's good reason. Just a few days ago, a young woman's body was found alongside the roadside. Once again, an illegal alien, accused murderer. This was an interesting guy. This guy had gotten into the country under DACA, under President Obama's DACA program, got kicked out for criminal violations, snuck back in as a gotaway, and then took the life of this young 25-year-old woman. A lot of people in Michigan, that still stings a lot a few days later. Joining us right now to talk about the state of the border, the state of Americans' minds on the border, our good friend, the former commissioner of the Customs and Border Protection Agency, Mark Morgan. Mark, great to have you back on.
John, thanks for having me.
A lot to talk about. I want to start in Michigan because I think a lot of people would think, well, Michigan, not a border state. Why would we talk? Why would they be thinking about border? But everywhere in Michigan, whether it's fentanyl, whether it's the death of this young woman, whether it's the crime that has been seeping in or the social safety net being stretched, Michigan fills the border just like Texas does. Important messaging from President Trump today to let the American people know he gets it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And if you recall back in 2015, remember the death of Kate Steinle, right? I mean, again, at the hands of an illegal alien. That was one of the things that really gained the attention of then-candidate Trump, and he really used that to educate himself and to really learn and understand that border security is synonymous with national security. And here's where we're at. This is so frustrating, John. Look, it was just a few weeks ago when we were talking about the murder of Lake and Riley. And I said, folks, I'm glad we're talking about this horrendous murder at the allegedly at the hands of an illegal alien. But let's keep in mind, she's not the first and she's not going to be the last, right? I mean, again, I go back to Kate Steinle. But what about Lizmeth Bedina, Kayla Hamilton, Molly Tibbetts? John, you and I could go on and on. And I said that Lakin is not going to be the last. And what do we have a couple weeks later? Gabby Garcia, right? And just to put that in perspective, in the last 38 months, ICE alone has arrested 173,000 criminal illegal aliens, people that broke into our country but committed another crime. And of that, John, 4,700 were murderers and 8,000 were gang members. And that's a low 36-month period for ICE.
It's just unbelievable. It's just with all of the influx and then the lack of enforcement, people just realizing our communities are getting flooded. They're getting flooded every day. Texas, of course, trying on its own to do what it can, not only for its own citizens, but for the rest of the country. Obviously, the big Supreme Court case working its way through on the right of the state to charge people with illegally trespassing as an illegal alien under state law. But after the incredible violent behavior that occurred a few weeks ago, today, a wave of prosecutions, of significant prosecutions for some of the illegal immigrants that stormed that border crossing. That's an important development because it's another avenue that states can use to either deport or hold illegal aliens who commit crimes. Important to watch that case and how it plays out, right?
That's exactly right, John. Look, here's what Governor Abbott did. At the base root of what he's doing under Operation Lone Star, it's consequence delivery. I know it's a shocker. So for those who intentionally and knowingly commit a crime of illegally entering our border, if there are no consequences, shocker, they're going to keep coming. And under this administration, they've abdicated their constitutional responsibility, and they've just cast the law aside. And not only are there zero consequences for anyone that illegally enters, include those that riot and disobey the lawful commands of uniformed military personnel, but this administration rewards them, right? And we don't have enough time to go into all the rewards that they provide. What Governor Abbott is trying to do, both with SB4 and what he's doing with those individuals that rioted and pushed their way across and assaulted a couple of uniformed military personnel, they're trying to apply consequences. And so SB4 is very important because not only does it allow them to arrest individuals for their unlawful behavior, but also remove. That's a very important consequence. And in El Paso, as the state of Texas has charged, I think up right now, there are around about 335 individuals that are participating in that riot. They charged them with a criminal offense. And as the judge in El Paso released them, what I'm hearing now from my sources, the district attorney and the county sheriff is actually honoring ICE detainers. So what I'm being told is they're not actually being released. And once they fulfill their state charges, hopefully they'll be removed.
Yeah, that's the key thing, right? Getting some sort of consequence, because right now there's no consequence from the feds. You just admire these states trying to find some resolution that will help protect the country a little bit before the election. I think that's one of those important moments. Louisiana, next state considering maybe going to a Texas-style anti-illegal immigration bill. That would be a big moment there. Seems like other states are realizing, hey, the Supreme Court's going to resolve this. Let's get in line, have that law on our books. Louisiana could be next, I guess.
Yeah, look, and this goes to your point, what you started off. This is what's very important. And look, I know people are busy. I got it. They're sometimes they're working two jobs, or they've got a family, they're trying to care for their family, pay the mortgage and the bills, and I got it. But look, folks, they've got to start paying attention. And I think they are. The polls are showing that America is waking it up, right? And they're understanding the importance of border security. And they're starting to understand that border security does not just impact border states, that the drugs coming across, as you stated, the criminals and national security threats do not stay in border states. The border states actually act as a major throughput for the drugs and criminals to make their way to every town, city, and state in this country. So if anybody's listening, please understand that right now, when you have the chaos and lawlessness to the degree that we have, we know that national security threats, criminals, and drugs are pouring across undetected across the border every single day, making their way to every town, city, and state. In the last 38 months, there have been 2 million known gotaways. Why do we have a gotaway when the majority of individuals turn themselves in? Because they know there's going to be no consequences. In fact, they're going to be rewarded. They're going to be released, receive medical attention, free education, free housing. The list goes on and on. So why do we have a gotaway? Well, common sense will tell you, because that's where the bad ones lie. Because even under this administration, if they apprehend a murderer, they're going to remove them. People need to wake up, John.
There seems to be a great awakening. I think most Americans are beginning to realize just how treacherous the last 18 months, last 36 months have been in terms of putting American security at risk. One of those moments occurred about 10 days ago when the FBI director told some senators that there is a known human smuggling ring that had connections to ISIS, meaning ISIS had the ability to send its terrorists into the United States across Joe Biden's open border using this network. That is shocking. I think a lot of people think, well, you know, President Trump did a great job knocking ISIS out of the way for us. We don't have to worry about them. Oh, we have to worry about them again. And Joe Biden's made it easy. How stark was that warning? And I guess if they're moving ISIS, they can move anyone into this country.
That's right, John. So for those of us who have been screaming this from the mountaintop for the past 3 years and actually beyond, this isn't shocking at all. What I'm really shocked about is that the director of the FBI hasn't been more strong in his words and strong in his messaging. Even under congressional testimony, when he says, I see blinking red lights every single day, when he said that there was a heightened sense of the threat of terrorism before October 7th, but after October 7th, it's reached a new bounds and leaps across the board. I mean, we need to be more passionate and more strong to really wake people up in this country and wake congressional members up with respect to that border security synonymous with national security. In the past 38 months, Border Patrol alone has apprehended 345 illegal aliens on the FBI's terror screening database. We know in the past 38 months, they've apprehended tens of thousands of what we call special interest aliens that come from countries that we know sponsor, harbor, and facilitate terrorism. It wasn't that long ago they apprehended a Lebanese single adult male of military age, admitted he was a member of Hezbollah. 2024, DHS's own report says that terrorist organizations will exploit the wide open southwest border and the increased flow to smuggle potential terrorist individuals into this country. I mean, John, what more do we need before this president puts this country first and reverses course and secures the border?
Yeah, no, it's pretty remarkable. And I think the American people are there, right? I think the voters have said enough. It seems as though their leaders in Congress have not yet found that sense of urgency, that sense of courage. There's going to be more border. There are going to be more spending bills in the next few weeks dealing with Ukraine and Israel. And, of course, those are important issues. But the idea that there doesn't seem to be anyone in these upcoming bills talking about any border provisions at all, a pretty big disconnect from where American people are. Are you hearing any possibility that a Mike Johnson-led House would try to get something done in the next spending bills, or are we in the status quo?
No, look, I think you use a very important word, lack of courage, and I'm with you. I had hopes for Speaker Johnson for a little bit. Remember when the horrendous Lankford bill was going across, that they call this bipartisan bill, which, by the way, four Republicans voted for it. We know them. They're all right.
It wasn't very bipartisan.
Exactly. Right. I mean, there were more Democrats, senators that voted against it than Republicans voted for it. So don't tell me it's a bipartisan. But look, Speaker Johnson was pushing back. He was part of the reason why that bill did not go forward, because he was, quote, holding the line on H.R. 2. H.R. 2, the House passed H.R. 2 10 months ago, the strongest piece of border security legislation that's ever been passed. It was a true, meaningful policy pathway forward. Had when it went to the Senate, had Schumer put it on the floor, which he didn't, and voted for it, and Biden signed it 10 months ago, John, 60-70% of this crisis would be over right now had they done it, but they sat on it. So one, don't tell me the Republicans want this issue for November 2024. They tried. It's the Senate Democrats that stopped it. And then Speaker Johnson, what does he do? Inexplicably, he pushes across a $1.2 trillion omnibus that's got zero meaningful policy reform in it. It's actually worse than what was in the Lankford bill. It's inexplicable, John. So look, I'm disappointed in Speaker Johnson. He got rolled, and he showed no courage, no political strength or will to actually hold the line that he said he was going to do. And now the country, the chaos of lawlessness is continuing. It just doesn't make sense.
It really is. The Border Patrol Union has been encouraging a solution, which is, if you can't get anything else done, would you at least surge some judges to the border so that more quick disposition of cases, people can be turned away at the border. How is that a short-term gap? Is there anything that Congress can do to prod something even before the election in November?
Look, I respect the National Border Patrol Council. We're usually on the same sheet of music, but I respectfully disagree with their position on this. Throwing more resources at it will do nothing. All you're going to do, if you throw more judges, more Border Patrol agents, more money at it, all you're going to do is you're going to get more proficient at the disastrous policies like catch and release. Look, and I don't want to oversimplify it, but any border security legislation that does not end catch and release and does other things like address sanctuary cities, it's not worth the ink it's written on, and it will do nothing to stem the flow and change the course of the chaos and lawlessness happening on our border.
And you know, you've been on the border. You know, you oversaw that great organization when it worked much better, when it was doing the job because it had the legal power behind it.
But you know why? Because we had a president that understood border security is synonymous with national security. And even though Congress failed to pass meaningful legislation to close the loopholes, the president, and look, this isn't about politics for me, it's reality. He stepped up and he gave us a network of tools, authorities, and policies we needed that actually allowed us the ability to do our job to secure, defend, and protect the border. And that's why we have the most secure border in our lifetime.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. There's no doubt we did. And it starts with political will, and and that's what's lacking in this administration. However, this administration did do one thing on the question of immigration. It created a new gender category for illegal immigrants coming across the border. When they fill out the form now, they can at least pick a different gender, a gender of X, recognizing another gender identity instead of male, female. Probably not the sort of thing the American public was hoping to get from Joe Biden.
Right. Look, this is just another example of the stark contrast between the political candidates right now on either party. You've got one that is worried about nomenclature and names, right? So we've moved from undocumented migrant to now non-citizen. And now they're worried about creating a new identity block. Rather than stopping a scumbag, a violent criminal from entering our country that's going to claim another victim of a young, beautiful woman in this country. That's the contrast, John. That's where we're at. So American, look, I don't want anybody in New York or any of the other sanctuary cities complaining anymore, because you're the one that's voting these individuals in that are pushing the absurdity, the idiotic sanctuary city laws, for example, that actually are releasing violent criminals back in your cities. It's your responsibility too. And just like right now, we were talking about the Republicans. Look, this White House, supported by the Democrats, clearly, no one of intellectually honesty can deny they created this chaos and lawlessness. But now, because the Republicans have failed to show the political courage, strength, and will, they're owning this. The Dems caused this, but the Republicans are failing to fix it. It's the same thing for voters. You want less chaos and lawlessness? Then make sure you're electing people in there that are going to do just that.
Yeah, no, that's the key. It is. It's this election will determine what sort of border we're going to have probably for a decade or more, maybe a generation or more. That's why the stakes are so high and why common sense, like you deliver every day, Mark, is so important for people to get now, to make up their mind and make good decisions in November. Always an honor to have you on the show. We'll be watching closely. A lot of big developments on the horizon in the next few days.
You bet. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, my friend. Okay, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Jenny Beth Martin for Tea Party Patriots right after these messages.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. Another election in Wisconsin tonight. We'll be watching that over the next 24 or 38 hours to see how do Republicans do, how many Democrats vote a protest vote and don't vote for Joe Biden. So many forces at work. Michigan workers, I think, really worried that their jobs are going to go away in the EV revolution. I thought I'd bring in someone who always has her finger to the pulse of America. She's the founder of Tea Party Patriots, one of the wisest conservative thought leaders in America today, my good friend, Jenny Beth Martin. Jenny Beth, good to have you on.
Oh, it's so great to be with you, John. Thanks for having me.
There are a lot of things that are moving voters right now. Maybe this past weekend, a fresh one, an utter disdain for the Christian Judeo traditions of America. The president of the United States signing a proclamation declaring Easter Day, Transgender Day of Visibility. And then 2 or 3 days later saying, I didn't do that. I don't know what that's about, even though his signature is on the proclamation. How damaging is this for the Biden White House?
I think that it is damaging to his credibility, especially to the credibility of swing voters and people who are paying attention a little bit to the news. But if you don't pay attention to the news, you may not even know that what happened over the weekend happened. And what happened is the White House, on whitehouse.gov's website, issued a proclamation signed by Joe Biden saying that March 31st would be Transgender Awareness Day, and that is the exact same day as Easter. It's an insult to Christians. And then he turned around today and said that it was misinformation, and he didn't do that. Yet he clearly did.
Yeah, listen, signatures don't lie. The White House website doesn't lie. It's clear that he took the action. A lot of, I think, people now beginning to realize that what the Democrats, the left wing of the Democratic Party that Joe Biden always appeases, they've created sort of this ideology that is completely antithetical to the majority of Americans. They're like, I don't understand. Why do we need a transgender day of visibility? What's going on here? The farther they drive this, I think the further their coalition is going to shrink in the fall. Are these sort of episodes which occur, you know, every few days, are they just shrinking the number of people who used to want to be in the Democratic Party?
I think that they are, because this is not a... These are not middle-of-the-road America issues. These are extreme ideological shifts in culture and taking the country in a completely different direction than the direction that we have been in for centuries. And you can have problems and think that have problems with America and think that America is not perfect. No one's perfect. No country is perfect. But it is a lot better than any other country on the face of the earth. And John, this past weekend, the end of last week, I was in Phoenix, Arizona, which Arizona is a swing state. I was talking to an Uber driver who is a legal immigrant. This is a legal immigrant driving Uber. He was from the Middle East, and he said three things that I thought were fascinating. One, he thinks what's happening on the border is completely wrong, that illegal immigration will destroy America. Two, he said that if Americans allow America to be destroyed by what's happening with illegal immigration, we're harming the rest of the entire world. Whether we like it or not, we have a responsibility as a superpower. And three, he said that in America, unlike any other country he's ever been to, that there is opportunity on every single corner, and in every other country, it's chance on every corner.
Isn't that amazing? What insights, yeah?
It really was. And he had lived in Seattle for a while, and he said, I had to get out of there because it's just craziness there. And it's what's happening in Seattle is the direction that the White House and Transgender Awareness Day wants to take the entire rest of the country. It is a dramatic leftward shift, and it doesn't resonate with the majority of Americans, with independent voters, and it doesn't even resonate with people who are coming to immigrate to this country.
Yeah, it's so remarkable. Tonight, former President Trump will be in what I consider to be ground zero of the 2024 election in Michigan. So much going on there. You've got a very real recent case of a woman killed by an illegal immigrant, a guy who was a DACA recipient. He got the extra special privilege of being a DACA recipient under Barack Obama. He commits crimes, gets kicked out by Donald Trump, comes back as a gotaway and kills a 25-year-old woman, leaves her body on the side of a roadway. That's fresh in Michiganders' minds, as is all of the realities that the workers in the auto industry, which made this country great for so long, made Michigan great for so long, they're very cognizantly aware that Joe Biden's EV mandate is going to eliminate their jobs and eliminate their opportunities and move them to China. A very important moment in Michigan right now. President Trump, I think, gaining some steam. Is Michigan that sort of state that's going to tell us how the rest of the country is going to go this fall?
I think that it will tell us how the rest of the country is going to go this fall. And I think that what you're describing in Michigan is what propelled these are the kind of issues that propelled Trump to win in 2016. What you're talking about is how Washington, D.C. is forgetting the Americans in the heartland of this country and ignoring the people in the heartland of this country who work all day long to provide for their families, to pay their taxes, and to make America great. And when you want to create a regulation that gets rid of an industry and offshores jobs, that hurts Americans. And I think we're going to see more, unfortunately, we're going to learn about more people who have been killed because of crimes committed by illegal immigrants as we head towards November and until we get the border secure. We have to get it secure.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It's essential. Just south of Michigan to the west of Michigan, Wisconsin has its primary tonight, an opportunity for more Democrats to vote something other than Joe Biden. They've created a special category for people who don't want to vote for Joe Biden. Protest vote. We saw the protest votes in Michigan. We saw the protest votes in Ohio, many other places. Another opportunity to measure the discontent within his own party that Joe Biden faces right now. What are you looking for in the Wisconsin vote tonight?
Well, I think it would be very interesting to see what Democrats do and if there is a protest vote against Joe Biden. I think that sending a message to not just Joe Biden, but the Democrat leadership that something is off in what they are doing. Unfortunately, I'm concerned that many of the people who are protest voting for Biden are actually even more extreme and want to see more extreme policies. So they're protesting, but I don't think that what they want to see for the future of the country is going to take the country in the right direction.
Yeah, no, it's really fascinating to watch what is going to happen there. As you go about now, there's a lot of ground game growing in the conservative movement. Last couple elections, Democrats outdid Republicans on early voting, low propensity voters to very important dynamics going into 2024. A lot of excitement, energy, and resources going into conservatives matching Democrats in early vote. Of course, conservatives always do better in day of vote. How important is getting the early vote and the low propensity voter movement right for Republicans?
I think it is extremely important, and we must get it right. The fact of the matter is many people in this country right now do not need to be persuaded by messages. They know how they're going to vote. And I think that the Democrats have tapped into that during the last three election cycles, and they've done everything that they possibly can to make sure that people request absentee ballots, return those absentee ballots, go vote early if you don't want to vote by mail. And they're doing everything they can to drive up their numbers before Election Day. And it's very difficult to overcome the number of ballots they've been able to cast before Election Day even arrives, unless we engage and make sure that people know they can vote early, work to get them to vote early, and know they can request absentee ballots, and if they've done so, get those ballots returned. And Tea Party Patriots Action, along with many other groups across the country, are working to do just that.
You're right in the middle of that, getting that ground game right. And I think it, for a lot of folks, it could be one of the most exciting developments in conservative get out the vote efforts in a long time. Being able to get that low propensity voters in the Joe Biden economy, there are people who have to work two jobs or they're homeschooling their children because they don't want to send them to the crazy schools that are out there. And this gives them an opportunity to have a voice and have a say and get involved and be engaged if they can't show up on Election Day. And I think it's going to be so interesting to watch that dynamic. As you look out now, Jenny Beth, you always have a great radar for what is going to move voters, what the question in their head is when they pull that lever in November. What do you see as the driving questions in the Americans' minds right now for how they're going to make their decisions in November?
I see two driving questions. One is when and how are we going to get the southern border secure? People understand that what's happening on the southern border is creating tremendous problems across the entire country. And the second thing is that even if inflation slows down a bit this year, it's slowing down on top of inflation numbers from last year, on top of the numbers from the year before and the year before. Americans are not better off right now than they were 4 years ago, and they feel it every time they go to make a purchase, and they want the economy to get back on the right track.
Yeah, no, it's pretty remarkable. All right. Well, we are going to be watching those things. I think those are two levers that are moving a lot of people to action. Even people who may not have voted in past election, feeling a little bit more motivated to do so now. Jenny Beth, always great to have you on the show. We're going to be sure to stay in touch as the election year rolls on, but great to get your insights and always enjoy them.
Thank you so much, John. Love being with you.
You as well. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back to wrap things up right after these messages.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. Really excited to be with you today. A big thank you to Mark Morgan and Jenny Beth Martin, two really great guests. Keep an eye tonight on the Wisconsin election. Let's look for that Biden protest. Well, full coverage of Donald Trump's runs through Michigan and Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm making a lot of news there, appealing to voters who in the last election turned to Joe Biden, but seemed to be turning back, certainly rethinking whether Donald Trump would have been a better choice in 2020 or is a better choice in 2024. We'll have all of that on justthenews.com. What can you do to take advantage of Just the News or to further its reporting, its independent reporting? Well, you can go subscribe. You'll get an ad-free experience at justthenews.com. No ads on your videos, no ads on your newsletter, no ads in your website. And you'll get a once-a-month opportunity to sit with me, and I'll answer your questions at a town hall, the Just the News VIP Club Town Hall. If you like that, and you know that you're going to spend your $4.99 a month or your $44.99 a year helping Just the News get more reporters, well, go do it today. It's a great opportunity for all of us. We're a team. This VIP Club has grown, and it's a great way to support journalism. If you like what we're doing and you want to also get some benefits like no ads, like a monthly town hall with me, go to justthenews.com/subscribe. justthenews.com/subscribe to get started. Also, if you want to take advantage of home title lock and making sure that you don't become a victim of home theft, the theft of your title, the theft of your equity in your most valuable asset, your home, your personal home, go to hometitlelock.com and use the promo code JustNews. Two ideas to make your life a little better and to support those who make Just the News possible. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with another edition of John Solomon Reports, a podcast from Just the News. Until then, God bless you. Have a great evening.